Capers. Is Tom Post. And here we are with radio's co-educational frolic, Comedy Capers, which this time is dedicated to the grand old college institution, fraternities. And since we're dedicating fraternities, let's start a new fraternity right now. Get a lot of laughs. Let's all join the Get a Lot of Laughs fraternity. And here we go. Anything might happen because it's a fraternity show. And to start the fraternity program going, here's Jean Cowan, the sweetheart of Sigma Chi, of Kappa Sigma, of Sigma Nu, of all the Deltas, Epsilons, and Omegas in the world. Come, Jean.
Where do we get that music that puts that swing so hot in us? Where is life never dull, humdrum or monotonous? Hop a subway, hop a cab, shoot right up to Harlem, where the population found the new sensation. Street celebs and stage satellites, social devs, high hat alike, masses, classes, doing the uptown lowdown. Well, they spend simoleons just to watch those Creoleans skipping, doing the uptown lowdown. You'll find laughter after midnight, but their playtime, I'd hate time. What's right? Yeah, man. Bankers with their Cinderella knees, listening to those red hot yellow knees down in Harlem, doing the uptown lowdown.
Was great. And now, Tony Caroni of the Rome chapter of Eat a Plate of Spaghetti. Tony recently joined the Safety First fraternity and is wearing a new safety pin. Tony Caroni, brother of Macaroni.
Thank you too much. Now, people, I want to tell you something which happened to me. It's a little funny story. It's about the fraternity. It's about the Salvation Army. That's a fraternity. You see, my friend is Nacho Martini. He's joined the Salvation Army. And he's one to impress the people for the first night when he's going to talk the sermon. So he's got a little boy up in the rafters up there, which he's supposed to let down just when the word come right from him, a blackbird, a crow, which the crow is look awful bad. He's got the bald head. And this crow, blackbird, is supposed to be the devil. So when he says the devil will descend, this boy up there is supposed to let the blackbird go. You see, that's going to impress the audience. So my little boy Joe, he's got the job up there. So my friend Ignacio Martini, he's a talk, but as soon as he say, the devil will descend, nothing is happened. So he says once more, if you please, the devil will descend, but nothing. So he says, what's the matter with the devil? And my little boy up there, Joe, for 25 cents, he say, the cat ate the devil. What do you want me to do? Throw the cat down?
Well, it's a good thing that didn't happen in a fraternity house or it would be wrecked. But as Tony Caroni leaves, here come three fraternity brothers, the three stars of the grand old order of Singalata Notes, the three stars.
Hello, beautiful. How'd you get so beautiful? How'd you get that sunshine in your smile? Some smile. Tell me, beautiful. We're going beautiful. How'd you like to romance for a while, a little while? When you hear what joy and cheer you're bringing, and hear the bees and birds is singing. Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be beautiful and still be mother's angel? Oh, dear. Look at who's here and look at those blue eyes. Wonder what those eyes refuse me.
No,
oh, joy. Look at those lips. Look at that sweet smile. Pardon and just please excuse me. How my beautiful. How did you get so beautiful? You're so cute. You're a beaut. So let me tell you, baby. How my beautiful. Where are you going, beautiful? I've a crush. What's a rush? Let us romance for a while.
Pardon me.
Are you the kind of baby?
Hey.
Who will answer?
Yes or no?
Oh, maybe. Oh, hello, beautiful. Let me tell you, beautiful, that 15-minute Frenchman can be. Oh, you're such a darling baby, and I know that you'll say maybe. So, my baby, can I see you here at 8 tonight?
That was the Hennessy Brothers, otherwise known as the Three Stars. And now, Maury Leaf. No relation to Farmer Leaf. And Maury gives us the inside story of the three little pigs, and it's no baloney.
Hello, kiddies from Radio Land.
Hello, Tommy.
Hello, Maury. How are you?
Story. Listen. Once upon a time was a big, big wolf. What his really, truly name was Jake Wolf. So one day he said to his wife, you know, she was knitting. So he says, what you sewing, Becky, dear? So she replied, you know, very coyly, I'm knitting some little sockies. So Mr. Wolf said, little sockies? Oh, darling, you don't mean...
Uh-huh, sweetheart.
She said it, blushing. You mustn't laughing, this is very serious. So she said, happy? Happy? How are we expecting the stork? Whee! It's going to be here a blasted event. Come on, kid. Let's wheel draw a potty tonight, huh? I'll take my 16-shooter rifle and go hunting so we'll get meat to eat tonight. So, in the meantime, it was just completed a new subdivision on the fashionable west side. You know the three little piggies? You know, Itsky, Pitsky, and Potsky. So, they just finished building their bungalows from hay, mud, and bricks, incorporated. So, all day long, the wolf was hunting, so he didn't catch it, not a nothing, not even a little weasel. So, it came the night time, so Mr. Wolf came to the hay house, so he knocked on the door. So, Itsky, the first piggy, said, who is it? So Jake said, "It's the Gazman. Let me and I should read the meter." So Itsky said,
"Nothing doing. Beat it, please."
So the wolf said, "If you wouldn't let me in, so I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll break your house in pieces." So Itsky sneaked through the back door and ran for shelter in the brick house. In the meantime, the wolf, he smashed in the hay house, but all he got was hay fever. Then he went to the mud house, disguised like a set of dishes, but all he got was mud in the hide, period. So, then he went to the brick house. So Patsy inquired,
"What is it?"
So now Mr. Wolf decided to give his real name. So he said, "You are now listening to the voice of Jake Wolf, broadcasting on a wavelength and a couple kilos something. Allow me to entering, please." So the smart little piggy said, "If you really Jake Wolf, then you are more as welcome." No,
"More as welcome in mine humble quarters."
So he hopped and hopped the door, but Mr. Wolf didn't even step over the threshold. He gave one look at Itsky, Pitsky, and Putsky and said, "Pigs live here. Fully. Just my luck." My Becky would throw me out of the house with the pigsies together if I brought home the bacon. So he turned around and he ran away like a streak from lightning. So the piggies lived happy like anything every hefter.
Well, Maury, tell me, you don't mean to say that the poor little wolf, Mr. and Mrs. Wolf, didn't have anything to eat?
Oh, that would be a sad ending. Now, look, Tommy, it was like this. Poor Jake Wolf arrived home, downhearted and hex-appointed. He hopped and hopped the door and tripped over a little shrimp from a wolf. So he said, "Who are you?" So the little teensy wincy wolf said, "Hi, daddy old kid, I'm Junior." So Jake Wolf said, "Whee, you here already? Whoopee, the stork was already." So he went into the dining room. So there was spread a table with all kinds of good things to eat, with a big brown roast on the table. So Mrs. Wolf said, "Ex-prize, sit down and eat." So Mr. Wolf cut himself a wing from the roast. So he said, "Becky, darling, why you didn't ask Dr. Stork to stay for dinner?" So Mrs. Wolf replied, "I did, sweetheart. I said to him, 'Oh, doctor, we just must have you for dinner.' Don't you think he tastes good?"
And as the city slicker said as he ran out of the barnyard, "Who's afraid of the three little pigs?" But we must return to the subject of fraternities. You can always tell a fraternity man. If he stands up while talking to a girl, he's just been initiated. Well, even fraternity brothers must part, so the meeting of Get a Lot of Laughs is all out and over. Comedy Capers will be back with you soon, and just remember, be careful when hunting raccoons. You might shoot a college boy.